and welcome to Higher Ed, KUT's podcast focusing on issues of higher education, lifelong learning, and exercising the brain. I'm Jennifer Staton with KUT 90.5, Austin's NPR station, talking as always with Dr. Ed Berger, president of Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. Hello and welcome, Ed.
Well, Happy New Year, Jennifer.
Yeah, we should say Happy New Year. This is the first episode of 2016.
2016, and are you still writing checks on your checks to 2015? That's the biggest problem I always have with the new year.
I don't write many checks anymore.
Oh, look at you.
I do
You're
a lot
so
of stuff
young.
Online.
You have to show me that. Is that the interweb? I've heard of something
yes.
about that.
It is the interweb. Yes.
I see.
Yes, you can do that.
I still write checks, and I use, by the way, a quill. And I dip in ink.
An inkwell?
Oh, an inkwell, exactly.
Nice, nice. So did you have a good break time? What'd you do over your break
It was great.
Your break
it was great.
Time?
I saw some family up in the Northeast. Hadn't been back there in a long time. And then I went to, actually for New Year's, I went to South Carolina to this Renaissance Weekend thing. Have you ever heard of these things?
I have.
Where they invite people from all different areas of human thought and different occupations to come together. And it's like an adult think tank. You know, it's all these people come together. And everyone has to speak. Everyone was engaged. I gave several lectures actually on effective thinking. I even gave a little plug to our broad podcasts
Woo-hoo.
And broadcasts. And it was really fun. And then went down to Florida for work. Had to meet some folks and went to a President's Institute where I had to speak there as well.
Well, if you have to work, Florida's not a bad place.
Not
to
a bad
go,
place.
Especially in January.
It was a lot of fun. How about you? Did you have fun?
I did. Well, you know, sleeping is really fun for me. So I often spend my break time sleeping. So yes, it was fun. I had a nice stretch of time off. So
don't you miss Morning Edition though? I mean, you wake up and listen to it just to hear what they're doing?
You know, I don't miss the waking up part, but I love the show and I love doing the work. So I do miss that, but I don't miss the alarm going off at the early time that it goes off. So I can say that. I can say that.
Any resolutions?
Well, you know, I've been thinking about that. I was thinking about that might be something that we could discuss today as New Year's resolutions. Because,
we have nothing to talk about, so it would be good to have some topic here.
You know, the ones that people usually say are, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to, you know, clean the house more, I'm going to be nice, or, you know, something.
No one ever says, I'm going to clean the house more.
Well,
they do say they'll lose weight, I'll give
maybe,
you that, and I'll
maybe,
be nice. But no
maybe,
one says, I'm going to vacuum more in the new year.
Maybe clean the house more is my New Year's
I see.
Resolution.
Well, you're on your own on that
yeah,
one.
Right.
You're on an island.
So, but again, you know, thinking about the kinds of resolutions that we tend to do, some people do try to take on something good. But, you know, I don't often hear people say, hey, I'm going to go learn more, or hey, I'm going to take on education as my New Year's resolution. But if you think about it, that actually could be, that's a pretty decent New Year's resolution is I'm going to continue my learning in whatever form that might be.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, one of the things that I am a huge proponent of is this idea, this practice of lifelong learning. And it's something that you hope is instilled in you as you go through your formal education. At Southwestern University, that is one of the elements, the major element of our curriculum is to instill these practices so that you'll continue to learn even after you're no longer formally an official student. You're always a student of life.
So what do you think are the roadblocks to people not embracing something like this as a resolution? I wonder if people sometimes, when they think of education or even lifelong learning outside of school, they sort of have flashback memories of being in school, which for some people was not always a good experience. Maybe they were a little bored or it was strict discipline or whatever. And so they think, oh, I don't really want to revisit something like that again.
Yeah, it's all of education's fault. The fact that we present education in a way that is painful, you know, no pain, no gain, getting back to the weight loss thing, right? No pain, no gain. Education doesn't have to be that way. Education should be a joyful intellectual pursuit that is uplifting and brings life to life rather than – and lifts life rather than being this arduous task. No one wants to do things that are unpleasant. No one sets a New Year's resolution by saying, I'm going to work on my taxes.
Right.
You know, that's not a resolution. And education is in that same spirit. And it's a shame because we present formal education that way. And so when formal education ends, then you think, I'm done. You know, I've taken my last exam. And that's not right. The idea of thinking about something new, how you can grow, how you can improve. For me, I always, by the way, have education as one of my things. Of course, that's what I do for
a
living.
Yes,
I mean, it's my
handy
thing. But usually it's in an area that is a stretch for me. It's usually some kind of art thing. Like
I was going to ask. You've mentioned that before.
Absolutely. I always say, gee, I need to do more art in this year. I'd like to draw or paint or do something. And of course, in my job, I don't have any time for that. But I always think about education. What can I do? How could I improve? How could I be a more interesting person, a more thoughtful person, a more reflective person? And the truth is, we all of our listeners and the two of us, we have the capacity to continue to grow intellectually, even though we don't have that professor whispering in our ear anymore.
So how do we tap that capacity? I mean, let's take an illustration. Somebody has a job. They have a family. They have all kinds of obligations, and they're not in school. They're not engaged in formal education. How do they tap that capacity and bring that into what feels like, you know, an already crowded life and schedule?
Well, first of all, there's several things here. First of all, the crowded life and schedule, that's a really interesting question about time management, which is a whole – I mean, I've actually said to my students here at Southwestern University, if you learn nothing but how to effectively manage your time –
oh, yeah.
This is huge. Your education was absolutely worthwhile. But I think that, you know, especially when things begin, the beginning of a new year, you know, people set these great expectations that are also unrealistic expectations. And that's why we don't lose the 50 pounds. We might lose a pound or two, but not, you know. I think that we need to realize that we don't have to become this idealized genius, but merely just to go a little deeper in something. So the first thing I would suggest is pick something that truly is of interest. So don't say, oh, I really should know more about this social issue, or I really should be more involved in this political thing, or I really need to understand this better for – yeah, if you need to do it, no. This is something that's supposed to be pleasurable. So select something that truly is of interest.
Well, that right there is a huge change for a lot of people from formal education. We've talked in the past about requirements and courses people had to take.
Right.
So you're telling people, you know, let loose. Go for something totally fun.
And they should be doing that, by the way, in school too. They should be letting loose and doing something
totally
fun.
Yes, we have talked about that too.
intellectual expansion should be totally fun. So that's the first thing is pick something that really is of interest. And secondly, don't go for Mount Everest. Just try to make incremental progress. Learn a little teeny bit. So maybe depending upon what the thing is, go online and you know, read something about it or watch a little video on, you know, on YouTube about it, or just do something very small. Don't say I'm going to become a master of Impressionism. Just say, let me think about Impressionism a little bit and let me kind of play in that game and in that field a little bit.
So maybe Mount Bonnell, not Mount Everest.
That's right. For our listeners who know Austin, that's right. Exactly. Uh-huh, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Though the steps in Mount Bonnell, that's right.
Well, hey, you'll feel them.
Substantial.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think that's the answer. And that's true, by the way, not just for New Year's resolutions in educational resolutions, but just also in kind of how you resolve to live your life. Be realistic. And I think that also is a practice of being thoughtful. Acknowledge, you know, what can be done practically and what can't be done. Not to say that we shouldn't be stretching and shouldn't be reaching, but we should also realize when we're stretching and when we're reaching and when we're in the wheelhouse of this can be done. I can learn a little bit about this and it'll be fun. Maybe it's cooking. Maybe it's, you know, some kind of craft thing. Maybe it's something about the community. Learn about it. And even if it's something, you know, by the way, you talk about, you know, losing weight, which is something I always need to do. You know, learn something interesting about that. You know, how does the body metabolize sugar? What an interesting thing. And that actually, that educational intellectual stimulation might actually help us lose weight better. You know, it's like, oh, I realize how bad sugar really is for me. I'm going to try to lay off the carbs a little bit.
All right. So one of my resolutions for the year, I want to stretch right now.
Yes, please.
And let's go to the new puzzler. Because we've got a new puzzler. I'm ready.
I have a 2016 puzzler.
All right. Let's hear it.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. I call this puzzler – by the way, this one comes out of one of the puzzles that I gave my students at Southwestern University in that crazy course I taught last semester called Effective Thinking and Creative Puzzle Solving, which was great fun, by the way. They were awesome. This one I call When 6 Equals 8.
Okay. That's when six name. Equals eight.
Yes. And here is the story. The challenge is draw six straight line segments of equal length so that they form eight equilateral triangles. Now, let me just remind our listeners who maybe have forgotten a little bit of math that equilateral, equi, equal, and lateral lengths. So equilateral triangles are triangles that have the same lengths in all three sides. So all three sides have the same lengths. And so the question is, can you take six straight line segments, all of the same length, and arrange them so that they produce eight equilateral triangles, or eight triangles in which each triangle, all three sides have the same length?
Okay, Professor Berger, I have a question. My hand is up.
Your hand is up. That's right. Our audience doesn't know that, but yes, please.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, of course.
So I'm assuming that triangles can share sides.
I mean, they're
going to have to.
Maybe so. I'm not saying they're going to have to. I'm not going to answer that question, but they can.
Okay, they can.
They can.
I'm mentally starting to picture this. And
they could even overlap potentially.
Okay, so there can be overlap.
Absolutely.
There also can be shared size. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
So one line segment could – oh, I must watch. Hold on. I was going to watch this.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, just hold on one second. No, I want to see this. She's drawing something.
Well,
I won't say what it is.
But you've only got six to work with.
So I understand. She's drawing very interesting things. Okay.
Yeah,
so that's the challenge. And
It is a challenge, but it's fun. I'm excited.
Yeah, that's a good one.
This is a good one.
So resolution is for everyone to try. See, here's an example. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
So I could say, oh, here's a resolution for everyone, a silly resolution. Everyone resolve to solve it.
Uh-huh.
No, my resolution is try it.
Wrestle with
it. And try to solve it. And as long as you tried, then you've met that resolution. By the way, I want to tell you a little interesting thing.
Okay.
There's more than one way to do this.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay. More than one way.
So maybe someone gets one way of doing it,
okay,
and someone else gets another way.
Well, that's actually really interesting, because just as we wrap up our discussion here, I think that's another good point about these resolutions, and especially taking on incorporating learning as some kind of resolution, is that I think people often do set that Mount Everest goal, and then when they see they're not going to reach it, they just stop.
Mm-hmm. And they feel bad about it too.
And they feel terrible. And
right,
it becomes an all or nothing.
And then they eat bad food.
Right. So I'm either, I'm going to bike 50 miles a week, or
right,
I'm not going to at all.
Right.
Or, I'm going to read every book ever written about, NASA,
right,
or I'm not going to read anything.
That's right.
When really the middle ground is where most of us can, successfully and joyfully exist.
Well, more importantly, the middle ground is where real progress is. And I tell my students this all the time.
Interesting.
That I'm not trying to get you from a kind of a shallow understanding of whatever it is to deep, deep understanding in one fell swoop. But if we just live our lives practicing a habit of mindfulness where wherever we are in our understanding, we just try to understand a little bit more, a little deeper, then over time, the cumulative effect is we go very deep. And so let's resolve here and now that when we take an issue on, whatever it is, personal, intellectual, and otherwise, we don't try to go from kind of shallow understanding to deep understanding, but we just try to make incremental progress.
All right. Well, thank you, Ed, for helping us with our New Year's resolutions. Dr. Ed Berger is president of Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. Find out more at southwestern.edu. And keep your brains busy by keeping up with the news and other episodes of Higher Ed at KUT.org. You can also find us on iTunes. I'm Jennifer Staton with KUT News.